B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Caddy's out when you're playing with non-members. And he was like, I was like, you know, here's, like, I got 50 or 75 or whatever. And he goes, there was four of us. I'm going to give him 250. And I was like, oh, okay, my bad. Here's 150.
So they're making out these days.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I think the caddies at this place, I think they usually made, like, $50 a person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we gave him whatever it was, you know, $25 tip per person.
Yeah.
And he hustled. He, you know, did all the...
Oh, when you have a good caddy, it's a game changer.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. So, I think we're... what's your bucket list then, Jamie? Where are you at?
Mine is something I've toyed around with for several years with my college buddies, and that's getting an RV and doing an Alabama... LSU, Alabama,
Auburn.
I want to go see a big time Clemson, Auburn, or Clemson, Alabama, like something like that. Like, do the road trip, make 3-4 days out of it, stop and eat all along the way, drink, you know, just have a blast, tailgate.
I want to go.
Yeah. I think it would be awesome. I've been trying to do it for years. We can never just execute on it.
Trey is already Googling RVs.
Can we get back in Florida State, Trey?
I'm pretty sure we can make some calls.
We'd have to hide Trey, but we'd be fine getting there.
We're here with Trey. The old regime is gone now, so I should be able to get back.
The old regime that had to escort you out of a coin toss. God, man.
Just shake the man's hand. No, it's yours, Mark.
The RV. No, I'd have to go play St. Andrews.
Okay.
Sports bucket. Like, I will say this. I've been in this business, you know, when you're a kid, you look forward to, you want to be in the business and all that stuff. And I always wanted to go to Lambeau Field. And I've been, like, I'm just sounding such a jerk, but I've been there like a dozen times now. Huh. And I've walked across the brick that leads onto the field.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And there's that plaque. Yeah, Jamie's been there. And
I talked to Warren Buffett. Oh. I walked around the field with Warren Buffett there.
Yeah.
It was like one of the coolest things ever.
That's amazing. You go out there. And they have this brick right before you get onto the field, like through the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, one time I was wearing a hat and somebody yelled Aaron Rodgers at me. And I was like, oh, sorry, you're going to be disappointed. But I was walking out there and I see over they have the plaque on the left and it says, so many Green Bay Packers have walked across this brick and onto the field of greatness and championships and something like that. And it's just like, oh, you get the chills, right?
Yeah.
And then you walk out on the field. And even with the adjustments, even with the renovations they made to Lambeau Field, it's still very much Lambeau.
Yeah.
Like, some people will say that Fenway Park doesn't feel like Fenway anymore because of the renovations and the monster seats and all that stuff. No, man. Lambeau Field still feels like Lambeau Field.
Yeah, I like playing on the old one. When we played there, I don't even know what year it was, but it was sloppy. It was November. It was rainy. It was cold. A frozen tundra. It wasn't quite there yet. But I mean, it was you could still feel that energy. Like, for me, it was Soldier Field. It was when you stepped out in the old Soldier Field, you can kind of feel that energy that was in there, man. It was cool.
All right, you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. In honor of the Open here, it always makes you think of your sports bucket list. We're going to give away FanFest tickets to anyone who's sports bucket list item we like. If it makes us go, oh, all right, yeah, that's good. And guess what? You're going to get some FanFest tickets. It's just that simple, Bob. Mm-hmm. We also got some Burger Brawl tickets as well. Because you can't forget about Burger Brawl, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be an amazing time. New date, by the way, Sunday, September 15th, the Philadelphia Navy Yard. Philly Burger Brawl is back, and it's all for a wonderful cause. You can enjoy unlimited bites of burgers from top competing restaurants in the city. Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia School District. Phenomenal cause, like I said. The event raises money to outfit underserved schools with the latest technology. For more information to purchase tickets, go to phillyburgerbrawl.com.
Bob was throwing out the idea of us all going because it's Eagles Falcons Sunday Night Football that night.
Ooh. Yeah, so you can do it during the day. 8:20 football game. You can do it during the
day.
The Sunday
night
game
action.
At night.
Oh, sounds like a day.
Check out the big brain on Bob. Yep, I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot. Let's get Jason and Blackwood up here. Jason, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, brother?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to call that through college and year two right out, I used to caddy at Pine Valley. So
wow.
You can get on. Get on, because there's no other way that you could ever play that course.
How did you get the in to be a caddy there, Jace?
So I was actually a caddy at another course, Woodcrest, for about 4 years all through high school. And then I just got a contact to the Caddy Master of Pine Valley. And it took me almost about a year to get in there. And once you get in, it was pretty cool. Like, it was run so much differently. It was almost like a job, but I was never on the book, so I made it a little better.
There you go. Under the table.
They actually gave you, like, scheduled times, and it wasn't, like, most caddy places, it's like you show up at 5 a.m. and you sit around all day. This was, like, you call the day before, and you say, like, you call and see if you're on the clock, and they're like, yeah, your tee time's at 8 o'clock tomorrow, show up at 7. And at least it was very regimented, and it was done really well. And every person that was there that was a guest, it was like their mecca to be there. So, Mark, if you can get on there, I wouldn't wait around.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it, man.
Make that damn call, Mark.
Yeah,
I've already hit my buddy up that plays it all the time. I'm like, dude, come on. Come on. What do I got to do? Come on. Get me on there.
That's the place like Jordan will go play.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like celebrities travel. I mean, it's the number... Sometimes some people have it above Augusta as the number one course in the country.
Yeah,
it's either one or two, and it's right there in our backyard.
Some people, not the country.
No, it's like Golf Digest. Yeah, the world.
The world.
People. Tom Brady played it recently. You know, J.R. Smith was just playing it. Like, not that he's huge, but people come from all over to play this course.
Well, Freddie Mitchell played there a couple weeks ago and actually took video. Pine Valley wasn't happy from what I hear.
Really?
No, you do not take video when you're at Pine Valley.
Oh, they are.
They have their own police department. Pine Valley isn't like a suburb or anything. Pine Valley is totally encompassing the golf course. It has Pine Valley Police Department. Their only premises that they cover is the golf course.
So it's a cult, is what you're telling me.
It's kind of is.
You're telling me it's a sect.
Whoa. Don't ruin this.
Yeah, not cult. No,
it's a great community.
What are you doing?
We are jealous that we are not part of one.
That on that one, Pine Valley, yes. Please.
I'm hearing
Trey,
commune.
Bob, and Jamie, respect and honor your course.
I'm hearing commune is what I'm hearing, basically. Is that inaccurate? No,
celebrities travel from all over to play that course.
Okay. Well, they say one of the first things presidents did...
Yeah.
When they went into office, not the first things, obviously you have a list, but one of the list of things was, when do you want to play Pine Valley? And they would fly, they would helicopter, yeah, I'm telling you, I've heard these stories being a South Jersey guy my whole life, that they would helicopter guys in. There's a rule that, there's rules. They can only play on like Mondays or something. Like presidents, they have rules for. So, you know, Pine Valley is an entity that you can't fathom. I went to do a story on the Pine Valley Golf Course during a tournament. This is 10, 15 years ago. Trying to get them just to answer questions about it. They won't do it.
And you wouldn't make a call.
And I'll tell you right now, you guys aren't really selling me. I'm going to be honest with you.
All right, speaking for himself. Yeah. Pine Valley.
You're out.
Take any pictures.
Any member there? Me, Jamie, and Trey are all for it.
I just want to marvel.
Number 72, three-time Pro Bowler, Trey Thomas. You know?
It is fantastic, though.
But we're a package deal.
That's right. Yes, we are. I'm a team guy.
Yes, you are.
Guys.
Good for you, guys. Good for you. But I feel like I am I'm a little bit in the minority today with most things that we're getting into today. And one is Hector Neris last night, or excuse me, yesterday afternoon on YouTube, yelling and taunting the Dodgers dugout. I am usually all for emotion. I'm all for passion. I'm all for, you know, a guy who's maybe a little angry or frustrated or amped up to show that emotion, show that energy. I usually love that type of thing. But yesterday with Hector Neris just giving up the home run, only taking 2 of 4 when you could have very well taken 3 of 4 from the Dodgers in this series. Hey, look, I'm happy with a split of the best team in baseball. That's great to see. But Hector Neris, who's also on the verge of possibly as much as a 3-game suspension, only on appeal right now, please mind your P's and Q's. I would like to have you down the stretch because they're going to need every single body, every single arm, every single bat that they can possibly get down the stretch if the Phillies are, in fact, going to be a playoff team. Thought it was dumb. I do not support it. I don't like it even a little bit. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to give you an update on our Twitter poll brought to you by Window Nation on that one there. Joe in Westville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good, man.
So back to the golf. There's the Norburn Links over in Australia.
What's it called? The what, Joe?
The Norburn Links in Australia.
Okay.
It's 848 miles, and apparently it will take like 6 days to play the whole thing.
I've never heard of this.
I thought this was. This sounds like something out of Tiger Woods Golf, like the video game.
No, it's in Australia, so like it would be cool to like be golfing next to kangaroos and stuff.
Gotcha. That's what's up. Now you're talking about alligators, man.
Yeah, right. I will golf next to a kangaroo. That, yeah. That's a good one, Joe.
I think they have 6 of the 7 world's deadliest snakes in Australia.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
So don't play out of the rough.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
No. Joe, you're going to FanFest, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, Australia playing as kangaroos, that'd be fun. I would enjoy that.
And kangaroos are chill. I hung out with a couple of them after the koala pooped in my hand.
I remember the video from a couple of years ago where the kangaroo kicks the guy's dog, and the guy goes up to the kangaroo
and fist fights
and,
yeah,
and,
that was
and
awesome.
Punches the kangaroo in the face.
Well, I shouldn't say it was awesome.
And people say Australians aren't tough.
Who the hell says that?
Somebody yesterday was like, Ben Simmons is an idiot and he's soft. And I was like, oh, stop it. Just shut your mouth.
So here's what we're going to get into, because you mentioned Ben Simmons here. We're going to get into the Phillies and trade deadline stuff and whether or not you think they should be buyers or sellers coming up in a minute. But there was something that was said during the midday program yesterday with Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas, as both Jason and Anthony were off yesterday. That is, I you know what? You first hear it, and it might be a piping hot take. But it is it's a lot of praise thrown at one particular athlete. A lot of pressure put on one particular athlete by one James Lynch. We'll get into that. But go ahead, Sam. Give us an update on our Twitter poll brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for Window Shop, windownation.com, and take advantage of their 50% off sale on any style window, plus make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This morning we asked, did you like Hector Neris taunting the Dodgers? We have just under 400 votes so far, and it's remained the same. 52% say yes.
Look at that. Look at that. All right, coming up. A great debate that was came about yesterday during the midday program with Andrew and Jamie regarding Ben Simmons versus Carson Wentz. What? That's coming up.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
7 o'clock hour brought to you by Univest Bank. Handle all your banking remotely with Univest Mobile Platform. Easy, convenient, and secure. Live life, stay connected with Univest Bank. And also don't forget about the Roundtable broadcast with Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertedis. Special guests, Super Bowl champion Brent Celek and the Birds insider Tim McManus for a pre-training camp football roundtable live from Riley's Pub at Valley Brook Country Club this coming Tuesday, starting at 10 a.m., so don't miss that. So I'm enjoying the fine midday program yesterday with Andrew Salchunas and Jamie Lynch filling in for Jason and Anthony. And I hear Jamie...
Yeah, sweaty balls?
Make the...
the sweatiest.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there.
sweaty balls.
You remember in Tommy Boy when Chris Farley is like talking into the fan?
Yeah.
That's how I was picturing you yesterday. But only you were like sweaty hot. Yeah. And you had the fan that close to you. But you make the proclamation that there has been, no greater athlete in Philadelphia sports history under the amount of pressure that Carson Wentz is about to be under this coming season?
Yeah. I think it's fair.
There is no athlete.
I don't think so.
In the history of Philadelphia sports that is under the pressure. I'll speak for yourself. Go ahead.
I was just thinking about it. You know, Ben, I was at the bar last Sunday. Wife and baby were away. We were getting in Phillies discussion and all that. And I was like, all right, guys, enough of the Phillies. You know, Eagles and Sixers and Eagles have real title aspirations this year. Ben Simmons and Carson Wentz just signed their big boy extensions. Obviously, with big boy extensions come pressure and expectations. Mm-hmm. Carson, one, he has so much pressure on him for a lot of reasons. And I think he's perfectly built to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But he has to, one, prove that he can get through a season uninjured. Because if he were to get injured this year, that contract looks like a disaster all of a sudden.
Yeah, sure.
Two, his backup did the ultimate thing, which nobody's ever been able to do in this town.
Mm-hmm.
That is a whole nother level of pressure. Three, he plays quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's already a pressure-packed position without your backup winning the title, without the highest paid contract in NFL history hanging over him. So to me, he's got pressure from three, four different angles here this season, and I think he's fully going to meet expectations and be great, but there is a ton of pressure on Carson Wentz.
I will say this to further the amount of pressure on him. It's not just that Nick Foles came in 1 year and won the Super Bowl.
No, he almost did it twice.
He almost, yeah. Like, if Alshon catches that ball, we don't know where the story really ends.
And look, we remember at the last end of last year, it got to Carson. You know, he had that little woogie breakout on his neck. Yeah. He talked about it at the end of the year, you know, like watching a guy come in with his team and do it. Like, the pressure got to him last year.
So, I'm not mistaken here. You said all time?
Yeah.
In Philadelphia?
Yeah, because I think in this day and age with, social media and Twitter and all these platforms to voice your opinion, the voices and opinions are out there harder.
Even more so, yeah.
More so. It's not like a buddy of mine, Violations Greg, he was like, dude, you can't say that. Eric Lindros was deemed the future of the sport.
That's the argument I was just going to make.
But it wasn't as loud back then. It was loud,
but
it's not today loud.
But okay, I'll give you that. But it was more, it didn't.
And plus
just,
it's hockey.
It just didn't encompass this city, though. It encompassed all of the NHL.
I hear you.
He was like the next. Gretzky was getting out. Lindros was coming in. He was the new face of hockey. He was the guy. You could be right with the social media and all that stuff, and the hockey is a good point. But if there is an argument to be made, I'll make Lindros.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. But I think Carson Wentz has a crazy amount of pressure on him this year, as does Ben Simmons.
Well, I think the thing that really goes for Carson Wentz in this category is that he has the toughest position in the whole city.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
To be the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles is that's the most scrutinized
thing. You're one foot in the pressure cooker already. Then when your backup comes in and wins a title.
Well, see, here's the thing. He's not the backup anymore. Like, they got rid of him.
Yeah.
They didn't bring him back,
I should say. That all adds into the pressure.
To make sure they invested in you.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. People look at this as if Carson Wentz is still, like, 23 years old and Nick Foles is, like, 35.
No,
Nick Foles could still play another 10 years.
Carson's almost 26?
Yes. Yeah. If he's not already. Yeah,
he is.
So, the age wasn't that different. They got rid of him and kept you. Gave you the most guaranteed money in the history of the NFL, and you've been injured the last two seasons at the most crucial points of the year.
Yep.
So, yeah, I would agree with you. When you look over history, maybe the Flyers versus the Russians in the 70s, maybe that was the only other
And
thing.
I said fair or unfair, if Carson Wentz doesn't hoist a Lombardi down Broad Street, it's ultimately a failure.
And the other part of it is, I don't think it's far-fetched at all.
No.
Like, when I first heard it, I was like, I don't know about that one.
And then you think about it, and you're like, oh, damn, this dude has a mountain of pressure on him.
But if you're really looking at pressure... Right, and again, it's not going to come down to this position because it is pivotal.
Yeah,
and you could argue at certain times this becomes the second most important position in all of Philadelphia. The Flyers netminder.
Oh yeah, I had him third behind Ben Simmons.
But here's the other part of it: Ben Simmons and Carson Wentz, they got paid
exactly.
How much pressure? How much pressure is there if they're already paid?
Some guy was like, "What do you mean pressure? They signed their extension." I go, "Exactly my point.
Right.
With the extension comes even more pressure.
If they're worth their salt, Trey. Right? If these guys are worth their salt at all, they're going to keep working. They're going to keep plugging away despite the money.
Yeah, you don't give that type of contract to someone. I think the Albert Haynesworth contract really, made people like, all right, you know what? When you get ready to sign this type of contract, you need to make sure that it's the type of player that's going to continue to perform at a high level and not just say, all right, well, I got paid and I'm done now. You want a player that says, okay, you know what? I just made all this money. I need to go ahead and up what I'm doing so that I can go out there and perform.
Sad story with Haynesworth.
I saw that.
Kidney failure?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Because that's what professional athletes, as much as, and I've said this before, as physicality gets them where they are, it's that competitive nature. Mm-hmm. That caller that you had yesterday, James, that's an average Joe. I got my money. Why do I have to do anything more? An athlete says, I got my money. I got to prove myself even more. That's
it's
what makes athletes great.
I'm sure Albert Haynesworth was deep down embarrassed on levels because he got paid $109 million or whatever it was and really didn't perform.
No, he certainly didn't. I know we make a lot of the money. We make a lot about the money.
Yeah.
Is that the better way to say it?
Sure.
Like, we make it a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of people, if they did make that money, they would still want more money. Like,
yeah.
I know we all want to say that. We just be like, oh, no, we're good. We. And I said the other day, sometimes you have to admit when you have it made. That's difficult.
Yeah.
Because once you have it, it's not that short after that. Not that short after you take it for granted.
Your pride is what should kick in.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you want to make sure you hit all your incentives.
Yep.
You know, so you want to maximize that contract. You don't want just what was signed online. You want to see all of the other stuff. If I make it to X amount of Pro Bowls, like Ben Simmons,
if he makes all team first NBA, I think it's an additional $33.9 million he can make.
Yeah, I need all of that.
Yeah,
I want all of that. I don't want to leave anything on the table.
Yeah, I do think that Ben is going to be back. And I said it many times before. You can call it naive. I just think Ben's going to come back with that mid range game. Chief Beef all but confirmed it to us as well, but.
For sure. Is in the building.
I think he's coming back, and he is going to be a guy that takes that big step in his third year. I think he's going to be one of those guys. But when you look at pressured positions in the city right now, yeah, I think if you're looking at Carson Wentz, you're looking at Ben Simmons, those guys are definitely, they have the pressure mounted up. But you look at also a guy like Carter Hart, they've been waiting 30 years to have a guy in net like him. And we're not even sure if he's the guy yet.
I said to Andrew yesterday, I was like, imagine if Carter Hart comes out and has like a 3.89 goals allowed average.
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to do to the Flyers fan base? Because it's going to be panic in the streets.
And also a guy like Sergei Bobrovsky goes off and has himself a nice little career.
He's got a couple trophies.
And that's not Bernie Parent told me a few months ago that the Flyers are going to win a Stanley Cup with Carter Hart.
There's an immense amount of pressure on that kid's shoulders.
There's a lot of confidence in him.
And I think all three are very well prepared to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not saying that I think any of them are going to fail. Like, Carter Hart's been seeing a sports psychologist since the age of like 14 or something.
Exactly, yeah.
So he's been preparing for this. He knows where he is. He's no dummy.
So then you go to baseball.
Bryce.
And it's like, yeah, but even with Bryce, it's like you have Rhys Hoskins here, and it's like, does Rhys get pressure off of him because now Bryce is here?
Well, yeah, he protects Bryce. Right, so there's definitely pressure with that.
So then what happens when Rhys's contract comes up, which is still a couple of years I think he's got for arbitration?
Yeah, I think 3.
Yeah. So we got a while till we get to that point, and hopefully he develops into a guy that you can look at as a big money type of player. But when you look at the four major sports in Philadelphia, it's wild to think about the young guys that are supposed to be leading these teams and the pressure that's on them. But I think it goes without saying, anytime you look at the quarterback of a football team in a city like Philadelphia, that's the most pressure-packed position in the entire city.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it goes without saying, guaranteed money or not?
Yeah.
$107.9 million guaranteed or not?
Nick Foles and the money just ramps it up.
The whole Nick Foles situation is what absolutely puts it over the top. It's that you have to make sure
How's everyone doing?
Yeah, not good if I can't do what you did, Nick.
Yeah, like, exactly.
That's basically what it comes down to. Let's get Jake and Royersford up here. Jake, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, man?
I'm not much. How about you guys?
Good, bud.
I wanted to talk about the Phillies. I think one of the biggest problems we have, like, especially for the future of the Phillies, is like their staff. Not like the pitching staff, but like their hitting coaches, their pitching coaches, the scouts. I think they're really failing on helping the team bring in and develop better players.
It's hard to argue. I mean, look, J.P. Crawford, we all talked about, hit 214 the 2 years he was here. He goes to Seattle, starts hitting. You brought in Carlos Santana here. Career like what, James? Like 280-something hitter comes in here and hits 229 a year. Goes back to Cleveland hitting 290 this year. The pitching staff, you make some good points, Jake.
Yeah, exactly. Even like guys we brought in this year, I think Segura, JT, they're all hitting under their career averages, and it's, you know, their first year, and it makes you like wonder. Like even the Braves, they're bringing up Acuña Jr. and they're developing all these players, and it makes you think why can't the Phillies?
Jake, how long have you been a Phillies fan?
Oh, since I was born.
Yeah, like how many years? How long have you been a Phillies fan?
Well, probably like 15.
What was that?
Probably like 15 when I can actually remember.
Okay. cut and paste this argument from 15 years ago. I mean, that's what it seems like is always the case with the Phillies. And that's what it always seems like the case with us as Phillies fans, where it's, oh, well, look at the Braves calling up young guys and doing well. And then look at us not being able to do that. I don't know what the problem is, but I pointed this out the other day. The Phillies went so far as to bring in a guy that was with the Braves in their front office and was doing scouting in their front office in Johnny Almaraz, and it still hasn't paid off for him. So they're trying to take a book out of the Braves chapter or a page out of the Braves book, but it's still not bearing any fruit for the Phillies, unfortunately. Now, Jake, what is your sports bucket list? What's on your sports bucket list?
This one's a little strange, but I'm a pretty big hiker, so I'd love to take like a bucket of baseballs and a bat and hike up a mountain and hit BP off the top.
Kill everybody below.
That's Jake, awesome.
Jake, I like it.
I don't know if I'm ever going to have a more random bucket list item. So guess what? Not only are you going to get FanFest tickets, you're also going to get Burger Brawl tickets as well. How's that suit you?
Oh, that's awesome, guys.
And if you're a Burger Brawl, I want to see you hitting baseballs off the top of a mountain.
Sounds good, guys.
All right, Jake. All right. Thanks, man. I'm going to put you
that's
on hold.
So specific.
Jake is going to get the Burger Brawl tickets as well as the Fan Fest tickets.
Nice.
I want to go to a top of a mountain
and just hit fly balls off of it.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to hit golf balls off of like a cruise ship.
No.
But it's dangerous to the sea life.
Yeah,
because then you like Costanza, like, easy.
Yeah, I know it's dangerous.
Walked up to the whale.
But the chances of it actually hurting something, come on, it's pretty slim.
Looked into the whale's eyes. Easy, big fella. Reached into his
Is hole. Anyone here a marine biologist? I found myself on top of the beast.
But I've always wanted to do that for some reason.
Titleist? You know those, what is it? Is it Supercuts? The haircut place that has all the people like jumping off mountains and stuff?
Yeah.
It's like, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Wow, those people are confident just because of a haircut. That's pretty, is that what you're trying to sell me? The one that really cracks me up is the guy that's hitting golf balls off the top of a mountain on the snow. Like,
yeah. Snow golf. In the mountains, I mean, you know.
Don't say snow golf like it's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Snow golf
sure
a thing?
Is.
Yeah, it's a thing.
That sounds
There's
like a horrible
speed
idea.
Golf. There probably is snow golf.
Now, speed golf, I understand. Golf. What is that?
Glow golf? Are you playing in
the car? Yeah, they do that at a country club that my friend belongs to. Yeah.
I've seen that. Okay. I've seen that done. Snow golf,
I have the John Deere golf. Where they had, I think it was at the John Deere tournament, they had the tractors with the little putter on there, and they had this giant ball, and they would use the tractors to hit the ball into a hole. Yeah.
There you go.
It's a thing.
There's all kinds of golf, Mark. You got to get out more often.
This is true. Dennis Springfield, what's up, buddy?
Oh, the sea was angry that day, my friend.
Well played, yeah.
Jamie's absolutely right about Carson Wentz. If he plays all 16 games, I want them to win the Super Bowl, but they have to get a minimum of a first-round bye. And if they don't, it falls all on his shoulders. He's got more weapons than any quarterback I've ever seen in Eagles history. He's got a tremendous coaching staff around him that already proved that they can adapt and adjust to just about any situation. To me, this whole season, it's on his shoulders. And the other thing is, I've never seen... And listen, you guys talking about Ben Simmons, maybe he's fallen into this a little bit too, but I've never seen an athlete in Philadelphia get so much praise for his potential. He hasn't really done anything yet. And there are people that say he's Hall of Fame bound.
Whoa, are you talking about Carson?
I've heard people say he's got the ability to end up in the Hall of Fame, and he's accomplished, when you think about it, nothing.
Who are we talking about? Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons.
No. Carson.
Oh, Carson. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I if you watch him play those 13 games 2 years ago before they won the Super Bowl, you saw a guy that was going to be the MVP of football. I think everybody agrees
Absolutely.
With that. And now people are saying he's going to...
Well, hold on.
Dennis. People are saying he's going to get back to that form this year. If he is able to play at that level for his career, then yeah. But that's a little premature. That's like saying every rookie of the year is going to go into the Hall of Fame.
Right. I mean, but have you, I mean, am I wrong in saying that the expectations ever since he's been drafted have been off the charts for this kid? I mean, I mean, for what they trade, and midway through that would have been an MVP season. We keep saying that would have been.
Right.
He was ready to become the face of the NFL. Mm-hmm. I think that's safe to say. But since then, and with him being hurt last year, other quarterbacks have passed him. I mean, now Mahomes is the face of the NFL.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
I think Wentz has a ton of pressure on him.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Dennis. Thanks for the call, man. Oh, Dennis, did we already hook you up with FanFest tickets?
I got them already. Thank you.
Oh, look at you. See that? You don't need us. Doesn't need our handout right there. He's already got it taken care of. How about that? Now, here's the thing with Carson. I am tired of the MVP argument. Mm-hmm. Not even the argument, the statement of it.
He still should have gotten it even with the injury, frankly. The precedent had been set. Montana and Brady both won it with 11 and 12 games before.
They've done
it
before, sure.
The league set the precedent. He still was deserving of it.
Yeah, I guess, but still, the bottom line is he didn't win it.
No, he didn't.
So what has Carson... Look, he has looked great in stretches. Now it's time to see him finish a season at that level and take this team where it needs to be, which is another Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Super Bowl or bust, and you realistically have a 2 to 3 year window of being ultra competitive and having that chance. So you got to take advantage early.
Well, it's funny you mention that because ESPN, and some might argue that it's a slight, but ESPN went and highlighted all the people on every offense in the NFL. And they ranked all the offensive weapons. And Trey, you pointed this out to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild looking at where some of the other teams in the NFC East are and where the Eagles are. Because when you think of the Eagles as a elite team, they're ranked as an elite team. But they're not that far ahead of some other division rivals. I was shocked as to how close it was. We'll talk about that coming up in a few. We also, a little bit later on in the show, we're at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Corbin Burnson, of course, at the 30th anniversary of Major League. That's this year, the 30th anniversary of Major League. We'll talk to Corbin Burnson, Roger Dorn. Talk to him coming up at 8 o'clock.
No more of that Olay BS Dorn.
We'll get into that with him. We'll ask him what people always shout at him in the streets. So we'll talk to him
about that. That's got to be great.
That's got to be one of them. we'll talk to him about that. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll get Ricky Pitalico's input on Hector Neris taunting the Dodgers.
Are we getting the Hulk Ricky or just calm and collected Ricky?
Yeah. Which Ricky are we getting?
I want Hulk Ricky.
Yeah.
Ricky was off yesterday. So
yeah.
Maybe like scorched earth, Ricky.
Yeah. Maybe he needs an outlet.
Yeah.
Maybe we will be that outlet for him.
Good.
What would you do, Ricky, if Russell Martin challenged you to a fight in the hallways?
Oh.
Yeah,
I want to hear that.
Rick would probably say, why wait for the hallway? I'll just walk into the...
No.
But it would be a little bit different, Trey. It wouldn't be a fight on the field like you were talking about. It would just be Ricky walking into the dugout of the Dodgers.
Taking on the whole team.
Let's go.
Exactly.
I'll take y'all apart. That's what he would say.
That's my point. All I'm saying is, plenty of air and opportunity.
All right, we got TC, we got Paul, we got our boy Graf, we got open lines after that, 610-632-0975. Still looking for your sports bucket list in honor of the Open Championship across the pond. We all want to be able to play those courses overseas. We all want to be able to go over there. If you can beat something such as hitting baseballs off the top of a mountain, which has been said already as a sports bucket list. Guess what? You're going to win yourself some FanFest tickets, even maybe win some tickets to Burger Brawl as well. 610-632-0975. Coming up, we're going to talk to Corbin Burnson at 8 o'clock. But right after this, we're going to let you know where the Eagles rank offensively per ESPN when it comes to their offensive weapons and what Carson Wentz will be slinging it to and who will be slinging it to in the upcoming season. Time of the Fanatic, 741.
You going to sling it?
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Coming up in about 9 minutes, we're going to be joined by Corbin Burnson from the great movie Major League. One of my all-time favorite movies. Not just sports movies, but all-time favorite movies. But listen to this praise right here. Eagles on ESPN. Trey, you pointed this out. The fourth most potent offense. That's how the Eagles were ranked. Top five. That's pretty elite, right?
It is.
But then I thought about it and I went, only four? For all the weapons on this? Now, here is who is in front of them. The Browns, the Chiefs, and the Rams. The Rams were the number one most potent offense, according to ESPN.
Okay.
Is this fair, or is it the Eagles getting slighted, even though they're top five, top four, really?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay, so you got the Browns. Well,
you got Carson coming back off of injury, so you know.
Is that the big X factor?
That's the doubt.
That's the doubt.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that goes against everything we were just saying, unfortunately, when we were speaking to Dennis, in terms of people looking at this guy as if he's already in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, it's fair. You know, if we're an outsider looking in at a Carson Wentz, we're going to say, oh, yeah, that Philly guy, he's good. Oh, yeah, he can't stay healthy. I can't put him one.
Yeah, if I was a Cowboys fan, I'd taunt him. I taunt us. Like, okay. Yeah, your guy can't even stay healthy. Now, speaking, you expect to win with that?
Speaking of the Cowboys... And I think they were propelled because the patron saint of this program, Jason Witten, is back with the team.
Yeah.
The Cowboys were ranked sixth.
Yeah, that's
Eagles at fourth, Cowboys sixth, Giants ranked eighth on this list. Saquon Barkley is phenomenal, and I'm sure it's 90% of the reason why. Evan Ingram's a heck of a tight end. Golden Tate's a good receiver, whatever. But, like, Eli Manning, does he have anything left?
I don't know. I think that what one of the major thing about that is that they're depending on Golden Tate to be the substitute for Odell.
Yeah. Good luck to you on that.
Yeah. Real quick, I never do this, but it's actual breaking news.
What do you got?
Just hit the timeline. John Heyman and, more importantly, Jim Salisbury had it first. The Phillies have agreed to a deal with free agent pitcher Drew Smyly. They got their lefty in the rotation. He was released by the Brewers after getting optioned down to AAA. So he is here. No details are out yet, but the Phillies got a lefty veteran pitcher.
Drew Smyly, most recently with the Brewers.
He had a 8.7 ERA in like six starts or something before they optioned him down, and he's now ours.
30-year-old lefty, 8.42 ERA, nine starts for the Rangers, I think.
Sorry to interrupt
recently.
The Eagles talk, but it was actual breaking news.
No, I understand it. So the Phillies add a starting pitcher.
Yes.
And this is for nothing, basically.
I still think they'll make a trade.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing.
Because this costs nothing but money.
This isn't buying or selling, really. It's just adding. Like,
yes.
I guess, yeah, sure, you're buying. I get it. But you're making an attempt to get something better than what you have.
You're doing something.
You have now been active. Like,
yeah.
This is, and we set the table at about 6:40 this morning. We set the table and said, these are the names that the Phillies have been linked with. Drew Smyly most recently, and then here's the deal. And we credited Jim Salisbury earlier. Mike Minor, Matthew Boyd, and Madison Bumgarner. Of those four names, the one I want the least is Drew Smyly.
You got him.
But if you're telling me...
It's something.
If you're telling me, hey, guess what? You're going to take a break from Vince Velasquez and Nick Pivetta, then all right, I'll take that break.
I mean, he's a guy that's never really gone an incredibly long full season. But, you know, in like, he had a 2.23 ERA in like seven starts back in 13. He had a 3.8 ERA in like 15 starts in 14. So, like, he's not horrible. I'll
take
him
out all of 17, all of 18.
Yeah, I'll take him over Vince Velasquez any day of the week.
All right. Now, he most recently, though, pitched for the Rangers. And he had nine starts for the Rangers.
Oh, yes, excuse me.
Yeah, well, I think the Brewers picked him up.
Yeah.
The Brewers,
minor league there.
Yeah. But he most recently in the major leagues pitched for the Texas Rangers.
With a 1-5 record and 8.42 ERA.
It did not go well. But now he's a member of our Philadelphia Phillies, and hopefully he will be an upgrade. Hey, you know what? Hey, change the scenery.
Change the scenery.
Man needs to change the scenery.
Yeah.
You get around here, get a little bamboo in his life, you never know.
Exactly. TC and Ted. Well, first of all, let me ask you. So the Eagles being ranked at number four. Fair, unfair, higher, lower? Remember, Dallas is six. The Giants are eighth. Now, hold on. Wait for the punchline. The Washington Redskins, 28th.
That's good.
Yeah, that's about accurate.
I mean, when you have Case Keenum as your opening day quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was surprised when you think about all the different weapons the Eagles have, because I'm thinking about the guys that, you know, the Browns have, for instance. We all know about Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry. The running back core looked pretty good, and this isn't even talking about anything that could happen with Kareem Hunt, but you're talking about Chubb, talking about Johnson, right? Mm-hmm. You're talking about all those guys. They're pretty decent running backs.
Yeah.
Then you also have the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes throwing to Sammy Watkins and Travis Kelce and those guys. And then the Rams, like, I still have questions about Jared Goff. I think he's going to be and is a good quarterback. Cooper Kupp really stepped up last year. Todd Gurley vanished out of nowhere. One of the things ESPN really went after, though, was their third-round pick, Darrell Henderson. They really like him, another running back that could take over for Gurley if he has issues again. They were all in, more or less, on the Rams.
Mm-hmm. And they just played in the Super Bowl, so you know.
And they sucked,
but they just played in it though. So you know, you made it there. You know, so you're going to give that offense that chance. And then I think right now, since we have a lot of weapons, but you know, you got to see how Carson's going to come back. I'm good with us being number four. Yeah, you know, first, like, you got to go earn that first spot.
Just under the radar enough.
Yeah.
Go earn
the number one spot.
Is it fair to say when you're fourth, you're an underdog?
Oh, boy.
Let's put the quarter in that machine. TC in Tampa, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, TC?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
All right.
Hey, just wanted to say, man, you know, I guess between, you know, Ben Simmons and Carson, we already know Carson don't have to get hurt. They need to come back with that shot, you know, as far as that. And the Phillies with this nonsense signing, didn't see, there we go. And then everybody, I guess that's how the day's going to go. But you know what?
You seem underwhelmed, TC.
Come on, let's not. Underwhelmed. That's an understatement.
Hey, they're doing something. And what about a change of scenery?
Okay. Well, look what happened to Marco Fultz with the change of scenery. He still got his.
didn't help him much.
But you know what? You know what gets my morning up? When I hear Trey, he does his little Delilah's thing and the biggest boobs ever. That gets my day.
The best boobs in New
York. Here you go. Some of the best boobs you can see in the city.
That gets my morning every day when I hear it going to work, man.
Delilah is always on time.
There we go, TC. Hey, do you have Fan Fest tickets yet?
I don't, man. I was supposed to have one, but I guess Martinez, he didn't send them to me, so.
He's like that, TC.
Yeah, we got you, TC.
You know, when it's not hockey season, man, the man's just not locked in, I'm telling you. TC, do you have a bucket list thing, though, you want to do in sports besides go to FanFest?
I guess I was thinking about that, and the only thing I would just say, I would just visit a few stadiums, you know, just like key stadiums, but I just haven't figured those out yet, actually.
TC, you really mailed in that bucket list thing, buddy. I kind of want to go to stadiums.
No, but I do want to go to stadiums, but I don't, you know, because I'm such a Philadelphia fan, so I don't want to say, like, I want to go to Wrigley Field.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.